Good evening and Merry Christmas. We have just a few minor alterations to our usual order of worship this evening. Firstly, during the greeting section of your bulletin, rather than stand and pass the peace of Christ as we usually do, we will sit in quiet reflection as we listen to the introit and prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Then we will sing the entire hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High, during the communion prayer. And then finally, after the benediction, we will sing All of Joy to the World instead of our usual Until We Meet Again. And now, with thankful heart and joyful mind, let us seek, like shepherds, the babe to find. And as God's angel has foretold, we shall our Savior Christ behold.
Please stand for the lighting of the Christ candle. We light the Christ candle as a sign of the light of Christ. As the Lord has promised, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. And let us pray. Eternal God, from the tabernacle of heaven to the poverty of a stable, your radiant light shines forth in a tiny baby wrapped in rags. Such humble love astounds us. And Jesus, you have become one with us that we might become one with you. Open our hearts to joyfully receive his love, that it may be born in us and we in him through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn 132. Good Christian friends, rejoice. You may be seated. You may be seated. As we celebrate the birth of Christ our Savior, let us acknowledge our failure to receive him fully into our world, trusting in the mercy of God, praying first in silence. And together we pray. Almighty God, we confess that our hearts have not been open to all that you have revealed to us. In the nativity of your Son, you sent Christ to be born as a helpless child, and yet we have not attended to the suffering of children. You chose humble Mary to be mother of our Lord Jesus, and yet we have not attended to the struggles of women. The Holy Family could find no room in Bethlehem but a stable, and yet you have not attended to the cry of the homeless. You announced your birth to lowly shepherds, yet we ignored those who tend our farms and fields. Forgive our lack of attention and free us for joyful compassion, that we may know Christ in serving others. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Isaiah foretold the good news that is now proclaimed to us. A child has been born to us who will establish peace, justice, and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Glorious God, in Jesus, your grace appears, bringing salvation to all. Help us to ponder your words of love by the light of your Spirit, that we may proclaim glad tidings of peace and welcome Christ in this world. Amen. Our first scripture lesson comes from Isaiah chapter 9. Listen for God's word. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exultation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. You have broken, as on the day of Midian, for all the boots of the tramping warriors, and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
This evening, with your indulgence, I will share the meditation with you prior to reading our second scripture lesson. You may or may not have noticed that every bulletin throughout this Advent season has had a candle on it, including our Advent calendar pamphlets. Each week, we have anticipated the coming of our Lord by lighting the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. Tonight, it was an honor to light the Christ candle, for as Isaiah says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. On Sunday morning, we heard the coming of the Christ child through Mary's perspective, with some literary license thrown in, of course. And we speculated about how much she truly knew about who her son would grow up to be and do. Did she truly understand the magnitude of who Jesus would be? Could she foresee his ministry and death on the cross? Did she truly feel the immensity of being able to kiss that tiny face of God? Again, we can only speculate. Yet tonight, I invite you once again to place yourself in the story. Tonight, we are exhausted shepherds trying not to fall asleep on the night watch. Tonight, we are Nazarenes who have taken a long journey. Tonight, we shall feel the pangs of labor and the scratch of hay against our backs. Tonight, we shall leave the 99 sheep in the fields as we hasten to meet the one Lamb of God. As Isaiah foretold, we are the beneficiaries of God's light in this world, and we are called to share God's light with others when life seems dim, just as we will share the light of Christ with each other at the close of our service tonight. So, friends, let us feel the immensity of God's gift to us as we gaze upon the face of our Savior. Let us combine our voices with the multitude of angels as we sing glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. And most of all, let us share joyfully with all we meet the good news of Christmas as we treasure these things in our hearts. From Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now, in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these things in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please join with me as we affirm our faith together using the Nicene Creed. Children of God, what do we believe? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten by the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. God intends to unite all creation so that all may share in the promises of God's new reign. Therefore, with gratitude and joy, let us render tributes and bring gifts, for we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in Christ. may be seated. Hallelujah! The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give glory to God, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. You formed us in your image and set us in this world to love and serve you. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed in Jesus Christ, your Son. You sent him into this world to bring freedom to the captives of sin and to establish justice for the oppressed. He came among us as one of us, taking the lot of the poor, sharing human suffering, dying an unjust death. We rejoice that in his dying and rising again, you set before us the sure promise of new life, the certain hope of a heavenly home where we will sit at table with Christ our host. Amen. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whatever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." As we take communion, we will do so using the institution of intinction. So you may come forward in a moment and choose your bread. We'll have a gluten-free option on this side of the sanctuary, and then you'll dip it into the cup and then partake. Friends, this is not my table. This is not the table of First Presbyterian Church. This is the Lord's table, and all are welcome here. Come forward and be filled. Let us pray. God, our hope, we give you thanks that you have given us this foretaste of the justice, righteousness, and peace of your promised new creation. Strengthen us with this heavenly food as we seek to serve your holy realm. Lead us to live in joyful expectation of the coming again in glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Gracious and holy God, on this night we have heard how the world into which Jesus was born was ruled by governor, emperor, and king. Yet this story reveals that you, O God, are the only true sovereign, almighty and everlasting. We thank you that justice and righteousness are in your hands. We praise you for the peace you have promised. Most especially, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who dwells among us full of grace and truth. Hear now our prayers of intercession, that all people might find healing, comfort, and joy. We pray for public officials, rulers, and leaders in our own time. Give them the wisdom in decrees and decisions, a will for the common good, and the courage to work for peace in local communities and among the nations. We pray for all who work and watch this night, for those in hospitals and positions of public service, for those serving our country here and around the globe, for those in airports, trains, and bus stations, and for those who work in shelters, hotels, and other places of hospitality. We pray for all who suffer this night, for those who are sick and those who are dying, for those who are cold, for those who are lonely or grieving, for those who are hungry and thirsty, and for those who struggle with addiction. We pray for families and friends, for those who are with us and those far away, for those who are traveling, for those who especially need your guidance in this season, and for those in our memories who now dwell with you. We pray, O God, with the multitude of the heavenly host, that through Jesus Christ your glory will lighten every darkness, that your peace will fill all in all. We pray that those who live in the midst of war may instead live without fear and destruction, that those who live with the threat of danger in homes or on city streets may instead dwell in safety, and that all your creatures and creation itself may be restored and renewed. We ask all these things in the name of the Holy Infant whose birth we celebrate tonight, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we must extinguish our candles, but the light of Christ never goes out. It lives within our hearts to be shared with a dark and hurting world. Friends, God has shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Therefore, go out into the world in peace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And know that the strong, sure love of God, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the intimate, renewing presence of the Holy Spirit will be with you now and always. Amen.